Heute zu Gast Oatly's Creative Director Michael Lee.
Nothing is going to change with the climate if only you know, people with beards and tattoos are changing the way they eat. It really needs to be everybody, and it needs to be everybody kind of now. If you have the right people kind of driving that ship, then just let them drive. They send a signal that plant-based investment is attractive. That's going to have a knock-on effect across the financial industry. We'll see what happens in 10 years if Mark Zuckerberg has his way and we're all living in a computer. Instead of having to ask for plant-based or oat milk in my coffee, that I would have to ask for milk in my coffee. So that milk is the alternative and plant-based is the new normal.
Heute zu Gast im Plant-Based Podcast einer der kreativsten Menschen der Welt. Mike Lee, der Creative Director von Oatly, ist heute bei mir. Zu Oatly muss ich wahrscheinlich nicht mehr viel sagen. Jede und jeder von euch wird schon mal eine Hafermilch von ihnen im Kühlschrank stehen gehabt haben. Für alle, die sie nicht kennen, trotzdem noch mal ganz kurz. Der schwedische Haferdrinkhersteller wird immer mehr zur Lifestyle-Brand und ist in der Mitte der Gesellschaft angekommen. Oatly ist ein Deonym für Haferdrinks mit kreativem Marketing und Kampagnen wie It's like milk but made for humans und politischen Statements verschaffen sie sich sogar regelmäßig Gehör im Bundestag. Im April sprach ich mit Michael darüber, was es mit der aktuellen Kampagne, der New Norman L Show, auf sich hat, wie die Ideen für die Kampagnen entstehen, was für ihn Nachhaltigkeit bedeutet und wie er die Zukunft des Metaverse sieht. Außerdem hat er uns verraten, was er zum Deal mit der Blackstone Group sagt und verrät uns seinen Traum für die Zukunft. Wir haben dieses Interview auf Englisch aufgezeichnet. Wenn ihr in der englischen Sprache nicht ganz mächtig seid, auch gar kein Problem. In Kürze werden wir die deutsche Übersetzung auf thisisvegan.com veröffentlichen. Bis dahin viel Spaß beim Reinhören und be the change.
Plant-Based, der Podcast von This is Vegan.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much for taking time for one of the first podcasts of This is Vegan. You are one of our first guests, and it's a pleasure to meet you there. So for everyone who doesn't know you, please tell the people who you are and what you're doing at Oatly.
Sure. My name is Michael. I'm actually American. I live in Copenhagen. I work as a creative director for Oatly. I think for about 4.5 years, and I'm mostly focusing on the DACH region, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, as well as the UK. So big markets in Europe.
Well, yes, these are some big markets. But let's go back to the point before you have been the creative director of Oatly. Please tell me, how did you come there?
Yeah, that would have been interesting if I knew about that. No, it's I knew Tony Peterson, who's the CEO, and this guy named John Schoolcraft, who's the chief creative officer. And Tony came into Oatly. I think it's 2012. I'm not sure. And so I knew those guys when they went to Oatly. And was watching kind of the crazy stuff that they had been doing just from the sidelines. And then one day I remember I was sitting on a cafe working with a client. I think it was in the banking industry or something. And John called me up and he asked me if I wanted to start a war with the dairy industry all over the world. And I just basically said, well, yeah, all right. That sounds pretty cool. And that was, that was 4.5 years ago. And it's been a bit of a crazy ride, I have to say.
It sounds like a crazy ride. And then you started the war with the dairy industry.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how is the war going?
It's going well. I don't know. I don't know if we just continue calling it a war, but we certainly have a mission.
Right now.
We certainly have a mission to have more people switch to plant-based eating, and Certainly, the sustainability profile of the dairy industry is quite high compared to most plant-based. So that is high on our agenda to educate consumers and society of the merits of eating plant-based. And as you can probably imagine, there's quite a bit of opinions around these things. I mean, people have been drinking milk for thousands of years, eating cheese and all this sort of stuff, and nobody likes change. So it's been an interesting challenge to try to get people to switch. And hopefully we've succeeded a bit.
Oh, yes, I absolutely agree with that. Nobody likes change, but I mean, it's time to change right now. It's an exciting challenge, and it's really important that you rise up your voice for this challenge. So please tell me, how will you continue with this challenge, and how do you come up with all of your creative ideas? I mean, your campaigns are so crazy, wild, loud, and I mean, I love it. Please tell me, how did you get so creative?
I think a lot of it comes from how we work at Oatly. We have a creative department which is called the Oatly Department of Mind Control. And like most companies, you would have a marketing director and perhaps a creative director and an in-house creative team kind of working underneath that. And we don't have any of that. There is no marketing director. There's no filters on our work. So we have a very direct relationship with people and society. We do all of our own strategy. We write our own briefs. We do all of our own work and we approve all of our work. There's no running it by the sales director, running it by the marketing director, because there is none. The only person who can veto is Tony, the CEO, and he never does, because I think he understands the power of a brand, and if you have the right people kind of driving that ship, then just let them drive. And I think that's a part of it, the fact that there are no filters. Like, normally as a creative, if you work at an agency, you're always thinking, well, what is the client going to think? And, you're always trying to shift the work because you know that they have to say something. Here we have none of that. So what we feel people want to hear, they're going to hear it straight from us. I think the other aspect is when we basically have one client. I mean, we're all ex-advertising people. So we're all used to working on multiple clients. But now having all of your time focused on one client, and not only that, we're also kind of placed at the center of the company. So we're involved in all sorts of things, from product innovation to what's going on with sustainability, communications, it's just everything. So there are so many buttons to press. And you can go so deep into things, and we have a deep understanding of the mission, a deep understanding of where we want society to go. And I think that's kind of reflected in the campaigns, as they hopefully feel a little bit different than other campaigns. And I think it's for that reason.
Yes, we see the deep understanding of the mission. And it's the same way we want to go with This Is Vegan. Show the people with creative, good articles and news how easy plant-based eating and drinking for sure is, without all of this finger-pointing and stuff. And just show it on the easy way, with creative campaigns. But let's go back to your creativity. I've seen a billboard of Oatly which just said, "You actually read this? Total success." Your campaigns are not only very creative, but also sometimes very provocative, and politics is involved sometimes too. And please tell me, how well can your legal department sleep at night?
Basically every campaign. We have We have a very, very strong legal department to deal with us. But I think, I mean, what's happening is that this the issue that we're talking about, you know, sustainability, the planet, climate change. I mean, these are some of the biggest issues that are facing humanity right now, and everything is politicized around that. So we're always kind of swimming into kind of dangerous territory where there's a lot of opinions, a lot of division in how people see things. Like, I mean, just as you've seen with the pandemic, there's that brought up this whole thing about people who were for vaccinations, against vaccinations. There are people that are, obviously supporting fighting climate change, to people denying that there is any problems with the climate. So we get into a lot of sticky areas, and the lawyers are always kind of afraid of how far we can push things. But I mean, for the most part, even our lawyers understand our mission, and that you're going to ruffle a few feathers along the way. That's just the nature of change.
Yes, it is, for sure. So back to the marketing topic. Now you go more friendly ways with the new Norm and Al show. A pretty great idea with two funny puppets, which showing without finger pointing how it's to live flexitarian without do anything right. Can you tell us a little bit more about the campaign? How did you get the idea? What is the campaign doing? And what do you want to do with the campaign in the next time?
Sure. Well, I mean, that whole campaign came about from, if you had talked to me 3 years ago, we would have been talking to people in like the hippest neighbors and neighborhoods in Berlin and London, and talking to the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, the vegan community, absolutely, people that were already interested in health and sustainability, and really kind of building our brand foundation with that community. Now, I mean, it's like if nothing is going to change with the climate, if only people with beards and tattoos are changing the way they eat. It really needs to be everybody, and it needs to be everybody kind of now. So Norm and Al kind of came out of that intention to try to bring a wider, more mainstream audience into plant-based world. And we are all very aware that, a lot of people, when we start talking about, go green, do this for the planet, a lot of people will just, roll their eyes and they'll just like, yeah, okay, you don't need to guilt me into anything. So, why don't we just use puppets? Because like everybody likes puppets, and they're and using humor as a way to kind of gain people's attention. But also, I think the message of Norm and Al is that really there is no message. Nothing is black and white. Everybody just has to find their own way through it and take whatever steps that they feel are right. It's just important to just take a step. And I think that's what this campaign is all about. So you have Norm, who is kind of the wiser of the two puppets, and Al kind of represents society, this confronted with this new thing, and through trial and error, just kind of figures his own path. And so Norm and Al are just like the rest of us. They're just trying to navigate the plant-based world. And hopefully if people kind of see a little bit of themselves in these oat drink carton puppets and, maybe laugh or smile a bit, then that's really all we can ask.
Well, you got me laughing and smiling with this campaign, and I think many others too. So Michael, please tell me, how did you see yourself? Are you more Norm or Earl?
I think we're all a bit of both. I mean, we all have an internal compass that kind of guides all of our actions. But when anyone really confronts anything different or change, it's hard. And you know, you make mistakes. You go one way, you go another, and then you figure out your own path on how you want to move. So. Yeah, I haven't really thought about that question. Although people have thought that Norm's hairstyle is based on mine, which it isn't. But
all right, some interesting new fact. We know that Norm's hair hasn't based on yours. Maybe he will tell us more about this in the next episodes. can you tell us if there will come more episodes of Norm and Al in future, or what can we look forward to next?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, I think we in our creative department, we always talk about being consistently inconsistent. And we have an idea and we do something or we'll do a big campaign that is just purely nonsense, like the billboard you talked about. You know, you actually read this, Total Success. And then we'll do a petition campaign, you know, petitioning the Bundestag to put climate labels on food labels, so on food products, which is a very activist and political campaign. And then we'll do something completely different. And then we'll do puppets. So, I mean, I think part of what hopefully makes Oatly interesting is that people don't really know what we're going to do next. Because we don't know what we're going to do next, so I don't know. We don't know if there's going to be more Norm and Al, or if they're just going to sit in the storage closet for a while.
Oh no, we love them. We really hope that they don't have to sit in the storage closet and collect dust. So maybe we see them again. We really hope so. Another topic. One of your biggest campaigns was It's Like Milk But Made for Humans. Now it's possible to have real milk produced in a laboratory on basis of stem cells. What do you think about this in long term? Is this also a topic for Oatly?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but I do think that, you know, as a company, we support anything that kind of furthers research into sustainability. And, you know, who knows what Oatly is in 10 years? You know, it might be something completely different. So I think for the time being, we'll stick with oats, though.
But you are not just the fancy oat milk company. You're also deeply into politics, and you love to confront them and the dairy industry, of course, too. What political campaigns do you have going on right now, and what's coming up next?
Well, we did something last year with AM 171, which was this legislation in the EU that I believe the dairy industry was kind of pushing for, that would severely limit how we could how plant-based brands could market their foods. So that was fairly successful for us in teaming up with ProVeg and other plant-based organizations to really get some signatures around people that were quite unhappy with this legislation. So, I think part of what makes us Oatly is that we're not afraid to provoke. We're not afraid to take on issues that are political if we have a firm perspective on what we're doing is right for the future of the planet. So, I think you can expect us to get involved in more political activities in the future, definitely.
It's so great to hear that you want to get more involved into political activities in the future. This is the right way to build a more plant-based future. About future and the future of Oatly, I really need to discuss and talk about with you about another important topic that comes up more and more when people talk about Oatly at the moment. The Blackstone Group has been a shareholder in Oatly since 2020. Among other things, they are also investors in SeaWorld and other unethical companies. How did this come, and what is your personal opinion about this?
Yeah, our perspective on that was, there was a lot of kind of discussion around it, but I think if we look at it from a macro point of view, any meaningful change has to kind of end with some sort of change in the food system. And the food system is not just about getting, you know, some people here and there to try a plant-based burger. It is really changing a lot of things in a very fundamental way. And part of that is finance. And partnering with Blackstone, although, you know, we completely understand where people can look at that and just be kind of shocked. Our perspective was always that if you're going to change the food system, why not partner with the biggest capital investor or one of the biggest capital investors in the world? And if they do this, and if they, by investing in Oatly, they send a signal that plant-based investment is attractive, that's going to have a knock-on effect across the financial industry, and I think that can have a much more powerful effect than, you know, puppets doing a puppet campaign in the long run. So that was our perspective on that. We caught a lot of heat for it, but we explain our position. And some people agree, some people don't agree, but that's just the way life is.
All right, thank you for the detailed explanation. I think it's really important to going into this and tell the people why you have done this. I can well imagine that you have also had to deal with some shitstorms and stuff on social media. So how do you deal with that, and how do you communicate with your community?
I think because of the topics that we're talking about, and because of the interest in society, we have a responsibility to respond to almost everybody, and we try to do that. We try to respond to everybody, and we have a fantastic consumer relations department, and it's also just about transparency and continuing to have that discussion, people are going to have tons of opinions either way, and then there are people that are going to come read that discussion that maybe didn't have an opinion and then form an opinion based on these discussions. So it's super important that we are very kind of responsible in responding to what society and consumers have to say.
Kurze Werbeunterbrechung auf Deutsch. Wir möchten euch vorstellen, mit wem wir eine neue Kooperation haben. Und zwar sind wir exklusiver Medienpartner von der Veggie World. Die Veggie World wird dem oder der ein oder anderen sicher etwas sagen. Es ist die größte Veggie-Lifestyle-Messe Europas. Wir waren selbst schon oft dort, waren begeistert, haben uns durchgeschlemmt, haben die neuesten Veggie-Trends dort probiert. Und wir freuen uns, dass es jetzt auch wieder viele Termine für dieses und nächstes Jahr gibt. Besonders freuen wir uns auch, dass bei uns in der Ecke in Karlsruhe eine Veggie World stattfinden wird. Kommt vorbei, sichert euch Tickets, schlemmt euch durch, checkt die neuesten Trends ab, folgt Veggie World und auf unserer Seite werdet ihr auch in Kürze noch viel mehr darüber erfahren. Jetzt wieder rein ins Interview und viel Spaß. it's really important to respond to the questions of the society and the community. So for my next question, I have to elaborate a bit. I've read something some days ago, and I need to ask you this. There are some researchers all around the world which have some crazy ideas about a food simulator. You sit in front of your computer, you get electrostimulation, or on another hand, like an stethoscope-like construction in the mouse. And with this, you get a taste of that, what you will see on your computer or phone or whatever. So my question is this something you're convincible with for your campaigns in future? So can we taste Oatly in metaverse in future?
These are some interesting questions. I can only speak it from my personal opinion of the metaverse, and I do think that, and maybe this is just a result of my age, that I think a lot of the anxiety and stress in this world is kind of coming from just being detached from the real world in some ways, and potentially living your entire life in the metaverse. I don't know. It just doesn't feel natural to me in some ways. I mean, talking outside of Oatly and plant-based and stuff, but you know, then again, you can't stop the march of innovation and technology. So we'll see what happens in 10 years if Mark Zuckerberg has his way and we're all living in a computer.
Maybe we all live in a computer someday. Michael, please tell me what was the most exciting campaign you have ever done for Oatly?
I think the most I would say the most kind of rewarding time was when we had done the petition campaign in Germany, and it was one of those things that if we knew how difficult it was, we probably wouldn't have done it. But I think that's part of kind of what makes us who we are, just this naive courageousness of just like seeing an issue and just going off and tackling it. And that was kind of where the petition campaign kind of came about. And, you know, with the Bundestag, I think you needed 50,000 signatures in like 28 days to force a discussion in the parliament, which was quite difficult to do, and we weren't even close to 50,000, and literally 12 hours before. I think we had like 30,000 signatures and we needed 20,000. And we said, okay, this is not going to happen. And we had already kind of prepared our social statements. And then there was just a flurry of activity. A lot of the influencers that we worked with, you know, really, really pitched an effort to German society saying, look, we need to make this happen. And we ended up with 57,000 signatures, like literally at the deadline. And that was quite exciting, actually, and quite inspirational, just to see that how society kind of responded to an issue like this. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, that is pretty cool. So congrats for this campaign. I really like it, and we all love it. So, Michael, is there any game changer tip you have? And or is there anything at the end you like to say to the people which are listening to the plant-based podcast right now?
Nothing really. I think me personally, I was aware of climate change and concerned about it, but obviously working at Oatly and diving deeper into the issues, that has certainly affected me and the choices that I make. And you know, if I have a game changer for the future that hasn't really happened yet, and that is to walk into a cafe and instead of having to ask for plant-based or oat milk in my coffee, that I would have to ask for milk in my coffee. So that milk is the alternative and plant-based is the new normal, as the puppets like to say. And I think that's kind of the end goal that that we're working towards.
So, Bert, I hope we see us in future together in a coffee somewhere, maybe in Sweden, and drink a coffee together. We come in, say, one coffee with milk, please, and we get plant-based milk, especially from Oatly. Michael, thank you for taking time for this plant-based podcast. Thank you for being such an inspiration to all of the people and being such a creative dude. So you're especially an inspiration with your campaigns for me and my creative mindset. Have a great day and be the change.
Yeah, fantastic. It was a pleasure.
Hey, vielen Dank, dass du diesen Podcast durchgehört hast. Jetzt wieder auf Deutsch. Wenn du das Interview dir auf Deutsch nochmal durchlesen möchtest, findest du es in Kürze auf thisisvegan.com. Wenn dir der Podcast gefallen hat und du ihn genauso spannend und inspirierend wie ich fandest, dann lass gern eine Bewertung da. Abonnier den Podcast, leite deine Freundinnen und Freunde weiter und schau gern auf thisisvegan.com vorbei. Ansonsten, ich wünsche dir einen schönen Tag, trink einen Kaffee mit Hafermilch und schau dir mal an, was Oatly für neue leckere Eissorten im Sortiment hat. Bis dahin, be the change, dein Yannick.